Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast this week.
Yay, we're back from Korea. Yay.
Yes, we came back yesterday. We were only there for like 3 days though, which is a short trip.
Yes,
but usually when we go to Korea, we like to make it a short trip.
Yeah, because
it's super close and I feel like shorter the better.
Yeah, I feel like
it makes me want to go back.
Yeah. You know what and I mean? It's so close, so like, you know, we can always go back.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, it was fun. It was a fun trip. We met up with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We filmed content that you guys will be seeing in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Days.
Yes, so please stay tuned for that. We need to start editing them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's so much to edit.
I know.
Scary.
But yeah.
Any updates in life? A weekly update.
Yeah. Is there a weekly update getting boring these days?
Because there's not much going on.
Yeah.
Or there's nothing that we can share. I mean, I'm like, sharing.
Relationship-wise.
I'm sharing. I told them that I'm already going on a date.
Oh my God.
I told them that.
Yeah. And she double booked it.
Oh my God, guys. So basically, story time.
Mm-hmm.
Since I was like going to Korea and stuff, there wasn't really a time for me to meet him. Like last week or like this week. So then I was like, okay, then let's meet next week. So yeah. Then we decided on a date like week plus later.
Yeah.
In advance, basically.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of time to like research where to go and stuff. And I was the one who asked him out. So I was like, okay, it's my duty for me to find a place and book the restaurant.
Yeah.
And usually when I have a schedule or an appointment, I usually put it in my calendar.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I did not put this date in my calendar.
Yeah.
And I've been like talking about work and like other friends. And I just realized yesterday night, the night that I'm supposed to meet this guy on a date, I also had a gym class and also booked another dinner with four other friends. And then I was like, shit.
Right. So we shall see if she actually goes on this date or not.
So yeah. Is that still happening, the friend dinner? I'm not in contact.
You're not in contact?
No.
How did you decide it was on the date? Oh really? I'm not in contact.
Oh really?
Just a friend told me that we're meeting on the 22nd.
Oh really?
Or she heard that from the other friend.
Oh right. Because the friend was like, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Let me check. And then he didn't get back to me.
Oh really?
So well, I am gonna book the restaurant tonight.
Okay.
Which I think I can because it was available.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's still gonna happen. I'm just not gonna go to the gym. Maybe if it ends early, I'll head to the gym. But maybe we have to move the friend's dinner if it's not confirmed on the 22nd, or I just don't go to the friend's dinner. Apologies.
We'll see.
But yeah, I just learned a lesson that you do not double book a date. If it's in your priority, I shouldn't not have forgotten.
Yeah,
it's my fault.
Yeah,
so I shall not repeat that.
Well yeah. After all, she does not want to go on a date.
No, I don't want to go, guys. I do, but I don't, you know what I mean?
No.
Or like, do you guys understand like how scary it is to confront things? And I think it like depends on people.
Yeah.
But like confrontation is really scary.
Oh, and I hate confrontation.
And like right now I'm talking like only about love and relationships. But confrontation in general, I'm not that great at it.
Yeah.
Like regarding friendship or like anything scary.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like if you're in your teens, like it's scary to be confronting your parents too, you know?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. Even just like telling them you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like even just like those small things.
True.
Or like asking for money.
Yeah.
Like for a hangout.
Yeah. I don't like it. We all don't like confrontation.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's some people who are very good at it.
Yeah.
Or like who can stay calm and like say the right words.
Yeah.
As opposed to me, I feel like I just get too nervous before the confrontation happens.
So how is this affecting your dating, going on dates?
That I could potentially cancel last minute.
Oh my God.
Like, damn. I'm being serious. I could just be like, oh my God, sorry, like I got work. Like if I get too anxious that I can't. I just can't handle it.
Right.
And if I can't handle it, the easiest thing for me to do is say, sorry, I can't make it. Let's reschedule and then not set a new date.
Wow.
So, but I'm saying this is not going to happen for this guy. So.
Okay. Well, he's like the most easiest guy to go on a date with, not going to lie. So like,
oh my God, wait, can I tell you guys this dream that I had of him yesterday?
She's already dreaming about him. Hasn't even been on the date.
I know. It's because I was like looking if I could book it last night. Right. And I think he was like the last thing that I was thinking about.
Right. He was on your mind.
He was on my mind. Okay. And then I had a dream about him. Oh my God.
What was it?
You were in it too.
Okay.
Basically, like, we were having dinner, the three of us.
To begin with, we were having dinner, the three of us. Yeah.
And like we're just having normal conversation. It's like normal.
Yeah.
It's like normal. But then he was like touching my hands or something from under the table. And I was like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
Dude.
Like that would never happen.
Right.
Because like he's not that kind of guy.
True.
And I like him because he's not that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But he was like being like really, really touchy with me under the table where you couldn't see. And I was like, damn.
Wow.
Okay, like after the dinner, I think we all went to like a, we were all just like walking around going
why,
to supermarkets.
Why am I still there?
You're still there. There's other people there too.
Right.
There's like other people there too. It's not just us. And like overall throughout the whole dream, he's just very, very touchy with me.
Okay.
Like he, like I'm not initiating anything because I'm like, what's going on?
Right.
And but then on one hand, I'm like, what's going on? But then on the other hand, I'm happy
because
it's like, oh, he's interested in me,
right?
And then he was just like really touchy, like crossing his arms with my arms and like hold, like trying to hold hands with me and like doing this like flirty ass like touching stuff, right? And then like we were gonna go home and then he was getting even more touchier.
Okay.
And then he was like, and then I was like, are you okay, man?
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, I'm just really stressed with work right now, blah, blah, blah. And then he was like, he said something along the lines of like, it would be nice if you came home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I realized, oh my God, he put me in that box.
It's a dream, guys. It's a dream. It's just a dream.
He put me in the
whole box.
Whole box. Because up to that point, I was so happy. Like, I was like a girl with butterflies. Like, oh, he's really interested in me, like touching me. Mm-hmm. Like, he really wants my attention. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, he was trying to take me home. And I was like, wait, what? And that got me really, really sad. And then I woke up.
Whoa. Okay, to be fair, even if that happens in real life, you did put yourself in the whole box with him the first time you met him.
Oh, like before. Oh, like in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, in real life, I did put myself in the whole box, but he did get me out of it.
Right. So it's definitely not going to happen. Yeah, you're just,
Yeah, no, that was just a bad dream.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I hope you go to that date.
No, it's happening.
She had a bad dream about it. You know, I saw this thing on TikTok and I was like, oh, I bet she can relate.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. It's something you would say. It says, mentally, I was a slut. Physically, I was terrified of intimacy. Spiritually, I didn't like men. And I was like, damn.
Damn, that's me? Right?
Like, mentally, it's like, I'm a hoe.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Physically, she's just terrified of intimacy.
Yeah.
And spiritually, she just doesn't like men. Like, she's like, not that interested.
Yeah. That's so okay. So well, that's great to know that I am not the only one, and there are many, many girls out there who feel the same way. But I do want to set out a good example for you guys, that we can overcome this.
Yes.
And we don't always have to be stuck where we are now, because I don't like the state that I am in right now.
Right.
I want to overcome it. I want to get better at love and relationships.
Yeah.
For my future self.
Okay.
So little steps. But the next time I talk to you guys, the next time I talk to you guys, I had already been on the date. A low-key.
Low-key?
Low-key, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean low-key?
Like next week?
Next week? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Soon. Anyways, we have a letter from our listeners. We have a lot, actually.
We haven't read a lot of them recently.
Not at all, actually.
So thank you guys for sending in your questions.
Okay, Nana says,
yes.
Have you guys ever felt insecure and that you don't feel confident enough to have a relationship with a guy? You guys are beautiful. By the way, have been following you guys ever since I saw you guys from TikTok.
Oh my God. Thank you, Nana.
100%. I think girls, like, this is what happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like, the first, like, the guy is, like, chasing you, wants to, like, be in a relationship with you, and, like, he's giving you the princess treatment, and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I guess I would go out with him.
Yeah.
And then, like, once you realize, like, you feel that you're obsessing over him because he's not giving you the princess treatment that he was giving you before.
Right.
Right. So, I think that comes from insecurity as well. I think it also comes from, like, you know, I think purely from insecurity, though. Like, wait, obsessing over a guy. Yeah. After you get into a relationship, or even before you get into a relationship. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're the one chasing before you get in the relationship, mm-hmm. you can get insecure before. And then even after you get in the relationship, there's, like, so many times where a girl can get insecure about so many things. Like, it's like this, like, it's not even what he does or what he says. It's just, like, in general.
Yeah, I don't think it's really, like, when it comes to insecurity or not being confident, I really don't think it's anything about the other person.
Right.
It's always within yourself. Mm-hmm. Which is why it's the most difficult, because I feel like it's difficult to change yourself the most.
Yeah.
And the way that you think.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, I can definitely relate to that, Nana, because that is definitely, I think, one of the reasons why I am not in a relationship right now, and one of the reasons why I don't even want to go on a date in the first place.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I can't project the best self, mm-hmm. or best version of myself, you know?
Yeah.
So no, I feel like, yeah, it's very, very relatable, but it's like the way that you think. Mm-hmm. But I also think if you practice, it can get better.
Yeah. Or, I mean, like, people say, like, stop caring,
yeah,
about, like, what people think, or, like, the confidence is what attracts a guy, blah, yeah, blah, blah. But, like, we would do that if we could, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, I want to be always confident. Obviously, I want to be, like, the alpha female all the time.
Yeah.
But who can do that all the time? Like, name one girl or name one woman who's always confident, who's always, like, you know, at its best state.
Never. Yeah.
Especially, I think I get the most insecure in general when I'm on my period, because I overthink.
Mm.
And I go through that every month. Mm. So, like,
that's not fair.
It's not fair, but I'm insecure at least once a month. The least. Oh. So, it's normal to be insecure.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, that, like, low-key helps me,
mm-hmm.
to know that other people are also going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just you. Like, if you think you're, like, your arms are too big or your face is too big,
mm-hmm.
like, I think it's great to know that probably, most likely, other people don't really think that about you.
Yeah.
Because they're too busy with their insecurities.
Yeah.
Like, you only notice yours and they only notice theirs. Because I feel like you would think, oh my god, my face is so big and her face is so small. Mm. But then she probably has her own insecurities.
Yeah.
And she probably doesn't see that in you.
No.
So I feel like if you kind of practice the way that you think about yourself, mm-hmm. or towards this insecure part.
Yeah.
I know it takes time because I'm not there yet. But that does help me to think like that.
Yeah. And also, like, especially in a relationship, if the boyfriend is always complimenting you, mm-hmm. and telling you that you look beautiful, mm-hmm. I think that's, like, a really good confidence boost.
Mm.
But at the same time, you can't depend on him.
Right.
You can't have your confidence based on how he treats you or what he says, because the moment he stops, not because he doesn't think so anymore, but, like, maybe he just, like, you know, it got used to you and is comfortable with you, so mm-hmm. it doesn't say as much as he used to.
Yeah.
Or, like, there's a lot of things guys go through as well, I'm pretty sure. So, like, maybe he's not at the state where he can compliment others and he needs to compliment instead.
Yeah.
Don't know. But so if you really depend your confidence depending on what he tells you, then you're really gonna get insecure when he doesn't do what he usually does.
Yeah, right? For sure. And you should not base your value, mm-hmm. based on other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Much easier said, but
I know.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. It's true that you should be, like, putting value to yourself and not how other people see you. But yeah, I definitely think it's a plus if he's, like, a guy that, like, speaks to you.
Yeah.
About, like, how you look or, like, what you say, you as a person in general.
Mm.
I feel like it would depend on the person, but it would help me a lot. Yeah. I think.
And also, like compliments, that's, like, direct, but like indirect things, for example, like how often he texts you, mm-hmm. or how often he initiates that he wants to see you before you say that, or like what he gets you, where he takes you, like, mm-hmm. all of those things are great. Like, their actions speak louder than words, I believe so. However, you really can't depend, like, or just judge how much he loves you or how much he cares about you because of those things. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't text me at all today.
He probably lost
interest in me. He's probably texting other girls. Like, it's just gonna get you more and more insecure. It's like, just not. I know it's easy to say and hard to do, but, like, you know.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand that.
Yeah. Like, logically, I understand. Like, obviously, yeah, I don't want to be swayed. But, so yeah, I definitely do think being in a relationship will cause a lot more stress on your mental health than being single. TBH.
That's not what I wanted to hear, but...
Like, being single, like, for when I first broke up with my... Or when I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
There were times where I missed the comfortableness with him and, like, the company that I had with him.
Yeah.
But you get used to that, like, being alone.
Yeah.
And then, like, you see couples, but, like, if you're happy single, like, you don't really envy them. You just think, oh, they're cute.
Yeah.
So, like, there was really no stress in me when I was single. It was just that few weeks or months right after I broke up with my boyfriend.
That was tough.
But then again, it was, like, a four-year relationship. So, like, duh. If it was, like, a... shorter relationship, I think I would have overcome it easier, faster.
Yeah, I definitely remember, like, as much as there were, like, fun times being in the relationship, mm-hmm. and I feel like I have been around people who compliment me a lot, mm-hmm. I was still not in a good mental state.
Even if they would compliment you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But then it wasn't really about my physical looks that I was concerned about, because physically I was really, really confident. Mm-hmm. In how I looked. Mm. And I think that came from me and him.
Okay.
Because he complimented me a lot.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my ex-boyfriend right now.
Yeah.
And I think it was more so, like, about the relationship. Mm. Not about me as a person. Mm. But it's like, do you love me as much as I love you? Kind of like...
Yeah.
Confidence.
Or, like, imagine if you fought, like, the night before.
Yeah.
The next day is just gonna be so bad. Like, you're not gonna be able to concentrate on anything. So, yeah. Everyone gets insecure. But it's okay. We've been there, done that. Still going through that.
Yeah. I don't think, like, anyone would ever, like, fully overcome it.
Yeah,
as a human.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really difficult, I think. So, it helps me to know that everyone else is going through the same thing. It's not just me.
Mm-hmm. What do you do, though, when you do feel insecure?
When I feel insecure, I try to fix it.
How?
Like,
what if it
physical?
Wasn't... No. More like, just anxious, this anxious feeling. Like, even, like, going on the date, too. Like, it's just this anxious feeling that no one can actually fix. Or, like, there's nothing you can really do about it. You know what I mean?
So, whenever I feel anxious, mm-hmm. love in relationships, or mm-hmm. even, like, before an exam, mm-hmm. Before I'm about to confront my mom, like, any of those things, what I do is I talk to myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I always talk to myself. And I do it out loud. Mm-hmm. I don't even do it in my head. I whisper, even if I'm in public.
And that helps.
Yeah. Well, at least it's like doing something, mm-hmm. not True. Just doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then I just go in with this anxious feeling.
I think, like, doing nothing is the worst.
And I don't like that. So it's kind of like fooling myself mm-hmm. by doing so.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's okay. I can do this. I can get 100% on this exam. Mm. Like, I got this. Like, I'm so fucking smart. Like, I can totally rock this. I'm probably going to get, like, first place, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I will literally say that out loud.
Yeah.
Right before my exam when I'm starting to feel this anxious feeling. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm, like, trying to win a competition.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I came here to win. Like, what are you going to do if you don't win? Like, dude. Like, you practice for this.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
True.
And I keep saying that to myself.
Yeah.
And then I go in.
Mm. And that helps.
Yeah.
I feel like... Yeah. When I was in a student and, like, I had more time, mm-hmm. I think I had more time to be anxious in general.
Yeah.
So I do think I was a lot more anxious when I was, like, in high school or in uni.
Yeah.
But then again, there weren't, like, TikTok and Instagram wasn't, like, that big either.
Yeah.
So it also helped me to just, like, you know, let time pass and, you know, think about it myself, try to solve it myself. But I think what a lot of people do these days is, like, try to go on TikTok. Mm. For example, like, if you're feeling anxious about how you look and then you don't really like your hair, you go to these, like, hair tutorials or whatever to make it better. But what it does is it makes it worse, because you see all of these people with, like, beautiful hair with these, like, organic coconut oil hair hair mask.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the fuck am I gonna get a coconut oil? Like,
And I don't have the money to like be spending on, you know, hair salons every month. And like, it just gets me more and more anxious.
Yeah.
And like, relationships are worse. Like, if you're going through a fight with your boyfriend and you try to look for the answer on TikTok, there's just going to be like, that kind of man is just red flag, so break up with him. Or like, you know, a green flag is this kind of guy. And like, oh, my boyfriend doesn't match those criteria. Is he a red flag? Like, it just doesn't work, or it True. Just doesn't help. So like, I feel teenagers these days are going through those things a lot harder than we were when we were students. Mm-hmm. And I just can't For even sure. imagine what kind of stress they must be going through.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like, I think I deal with stress quite frankly well. Mm-hmm. Because I was raised as an only child.
Yeah.
And I never really had like a brother or sister to go talk to. Mm-hmm. So I always kind of had to like talk to myself out of it, or like calm myself down by myself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just don't want to tell your parents.
Yeah.
It's not something bad, but like, relationships especially, you can't just be like, hey mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some parents or some kids have relationship with like that with their parents,
but yeah, I was jealous of that.
Yeah. I didn't have that with my parents. I don't know if this is like a Japanese thing. I think it's more common in Japan than it is in America. For sure. But and so it was just so bad. But that got me stronger. It doesn't mean that it got me less insecure though. I just got stronger with stress.
Mm.
And I don't think people should go through that at all.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have to go through the hardships. They can like talk about it and let it out. Also a problem that therapy isn't a thing in Japan. I think that's why people like her, she just has to talk to herself, because there's no therapy to go to or a therapist.
Yeah, I wish it was more common, right?
Yeah. Because like, I know that they don't have the answers, but like, just telling them, like for example, like let's say you were supposed to like go on a date with this guy.
Yeah.
Let's say, right? Like her on Monday. And then he texts you like, I'm so sorry, this came up and I can't go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we weren't, or like, yeah, maybe this wasn't meant to happen, so yeah, like maybe next time or whatever. Like, he's also like super anxious with work and whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like kind of being cold and mean about it too.
Yeah.
Like, he's not thinking about you. He's yeah. not like, I'm so sorry I couldn't make it, thank you for getting ready, but let's reschedule. He's more like, maybe I'm not like ready to be enough? In a relationship. Maybe this is not meant to be. Maybe we're not supposed to go on this date at all, or something. Yeah. And you would panic.
Yeah.
Like, you liked him so much. You were so excited for this date. Maybe you even bought a dress to wear to this date.
Yeah.
And he not only canceled, but he's like kind of mad.
Yeah.
And then I would be so anxious if that ever happens.
Yeah.
But imagine if you had a therapist you can go to and show him. And then she can be like, I think he's going through this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't have to be understanding if you don't want to, but I don't think there's anything up against you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Which there probably isn't.
Yeah, there really probably isn't.
I think they'll help you with like the what ifs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I don't think we'll know until we actually go.
Yeah.
to see.
Yeah.
But like, I do hear a lot of like, because I watch a lot of like YouTubers in America.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, like almost all of them, see a therapist.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially as a content creator.
Oh my God,
you go through such like incomparable stress. And when I say incomparable, I don't mean the amount of stress, but it's so different.
It's so different.
And it's so unrelatable, I think. So there's not a lot of people that you can talk to about it in the first place.
Yeah.
Because you don't really expect people to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think a lot of them like going to therapists.
Yeah.
Which is why it just feels like, for me, everyone in America goes, because everyone that I know is a content creator.
Yeah.
But they all say like their life definitely boosted, or it's helped them so much mentally.
Mm.
Which makes me want to go.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of, like, I have no idea what kind of effect that it could even have on me. It's like a new realm.
I'm probably gonna start crying for no reason. Really, thank like, you for listening. Like, oh my God.
Literally.
Yeah. Cause like, literally, those like hate comments, it is, we got used to it. There is a person for me to talk to about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like content creators that do it on its own.
Yeah.
And that actually like reads the hate comments and not just like passes.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you can't really help it but read it because it's there, right? And then like, imagine it getting like hundreds and thousands of likes, that hate comment. Like, it's gonna hurt you. Like, believe it or not, it hurts. And like, in the beginning,
yeah,
when we first started, we were like so torn by it. We were so weak,
I think.
And just because we got stronger doesn't mean that I approve, you know? Like, I still, if it's like a truthful, if it's like a, for a better content for us, if they're meaning it for us to be better, I really appreciate that. But if it's just like pure hate, like, you look like shit kind of thing, I'm just like, shut the fuck up. As much as I'm like, shut the fuck up, I'm also hurt on the inside. And like, it builds up, you know?
Yeah. And it's annoying.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying that it annoys me too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, and then it leads to frustration and anxiety. And I'm just like, feeling that can't go anywhere.
Yeah. And I think like, a big part of like content creation where the anxiety comes in is like even before you post anything.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of content creators out there. They have created content, but people have never seen before.
Yeah.
Because they think too much about, is this good enough? Is this funny enough? Do I look good? Is it going to make them laugh? Like,
yeah.
Is this going to get many likes?
Yeah.
Like, you go through all of these like thoughts. And then I think a lot of them end up not posting.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's also for like any person who's creating art or creative work.
Like music.
Yeah, yeah. Music, art, artists.
Like, dance. Anything.
Yeah, yeah. Anything. Because you're putting something new out to the world and you don't know if they're going to like it or not. And that like kind of like sets value on you about the work that you put out.
Yeah.
So I think that is also really difficult.
Yeah.
When at the end of the day, you should just post it.
You should just, but I completely understand why people have a lot of drafts and never post them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that everyone is going through.
Mm-hmm.
We all are trying to overcome it. So I think we should just, you know, keep calm. Don't let it get to our head too much.
Yeah.
Battling every day. But talk to a friend if you want to.
Yeah, talking to a friend is 100 times better than looking for an answer on TikTok. I swear to God. Like,
yeah, there's TikTok no answer on TikTok.
It's a platform to be on when you're healthy.
Yeah, that's mentally. True.
Instagram too. If you are mentally stable and healthy, you can be on it. If you're unstable, if you're anxious, delete the app.
Yeah, there's never an answer, because talking to a friend doesn't mean you're looking for an answer.
No,
but it's just like letting your feelings out and to know that someone is there for you and to hear you out.
Yeah,
or like do something else to like make you forget about that anxious feeling.
Mm.
So the answer is not the answer to your problem, but how to like relieve it.
Yeah,
and I think friends, family, boyfriends, girlfriends can help you with that.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, let's all go through this and help each other, guys.
Yeah. hype each other up.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just
Well, this is low-key. It kind of low-key got serious, but this is very important.
Yeah, so important.
During this time period where social media is like, I can't. It's so crazy to think that social media is literally running our lives.
Yeah. And like, I can't believe I'm the one telling you this, but literally don't believe anything on social media. It's fake as fuck. Like,
it's so fake, guys.
We're real.
Nothing is real.
We're real. We exist. But like, you know, there's a lot of things that we do other than relationships. Although that's the only thing we talk about on TikTok or on our podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, that really affects our relationship too. Because, you know, just don't be in a relationship if you're mentally unstable, if you have anxiety,
because
you're gonna like can't help but depend on the guy that you're gonna be with.
It's very important to also spend time for yourself and self-discover, and you know, eventually lead to loving yourself, and then you can end up loving the other person. Okay, well, let's end on a good note.
So everyone is insecure, but we all love you. We should love each other and show the love to each other.
Yes.
All the time. Yes.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
See you next week.
Bye.